Leanne W. Burr spent years working at IBM as a woman in tech. Of course, she found that things were not easy, but she knew that the hard work of her generation would pay off for her daughter. Turns out, not really. Her daughter, Ashley, had gone to all the right schools, but was not taken seriously or given the same opportunities as men.
A recent survey revealed that after 2 years of employment, female college grads lose their confidence and their ambition. So what happens in those 2 years? I can tell you that it happened to me. I graduated from a great school, and when I first started out, I had so much confidence. My confidence turned into doubt, though. I asked around, and I wasn't alone. I learned it was because of gender biases.
That's Ashley Maria in the documentary Pioneers in Skirts, which she produced with her mother, Leanne Burst, who joins me now. Leanne, welcome.
I am excited to be here.
Good to have you here. Talk about the genesis of this movie. What got you going on this film?
Well, as we just heard, Ashley was doing so well. You know, she's from North Carolina. She graduated top 3% of her class in high school, 650 kids. She's a smart cookie. She went to UNC Chapel Hill. She landed coveted paid internships. And then when she went off to college in California to get her master's in cinematic arts, she did really well there, too. Her very first film that she made there won a Directors Guild of America award. She was one of three students that were selected to receive money from the school to make her thesis film. She made a movie with fire. She had to convince the school that she could make fire. She won that challenge. Then she graduated. And when she graduated, everything changed. Everything changed. She called. I didn't know what to tell her. You know, what were you doing? She said, I think it's my fault. I'm doing something wrong. I'm walking on set. Everybody thinks I'm the girlfriend. They don't know I'm the director. When I'm networking with people, they say sentences like, oh, it's so nice that you're trying to be a director. Mm. And she doesn't, you know, we didn't understand that. How come this is happening? So we did what we knew to do, is grab a camera and start talking to people. We decided to make an impact documentary. In the beginning, we thought we'd make a small one. We've made one before. But as we were making this film and researching it, and this was long before the book Lean In came out. This was in 2012, 2013. And we started interviewing people. At first, we thought, oh, we'll make a talking heads movie with advice. But we quickly learned that there's this thing called bias, and this is before the word bias, people understood it. And bias is in everybody's life, but it's affecting women a whole lot more than people realized. So we thought we'd make a movie about that.
You did, and you focused on women in all sectors. But of course, as you said, Ashley Maria was working in the film business, and you talked with a director who had a hard time being taken seriously in your film, Pioneers in Skirts. Let's listen to this clip.
This is a problem I had, especially like as an actress, and when I started trying to make movies as well, is that I get out there and schmooze, and I end up somehow on a date. And I didn't realize I was on a date. But
until halfway through the
yeah,
date.
But halfway through, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, you're not going to give me money to make a project. We're on a date right now.
It's hard. It's because you don't want to be the butt of the joke. You don't want to be the sex vixen. You want to be the director. You want to be able to enjoy your work. You want to be able to create good work and people respect you for it. But as a system, yes, it's because it's acceptable. And here we are as women again, butt of the joke.
That's actress Brea Grant in a clip from the movie Pioneers in Skirts, and I'm with the producer Leanne Burst, who collaborated on the film with her daughter Ashley Maria. And of course, that was not the only industry in which you found this kind of problem.
No, not at all. We actually traveled all over the United States and spoke to women in several industries, women who started up their own companies. General Heidi V. Brown, we talked about her and to her about what it took for her to become a general and what obstacles she had to face. So, yeah, this isn't isolated to the film industry.
And you talked about Ashley Maria, your daughter, doing all the right things, getting all the right grades and running into this. But, of course, you were no stranger to this either. You started out at IBM. Talk about your trajectory and your experience as a woman in tech.
Yeah, well, my experience is quite different, right? So I'm 57 years old. So this was quite a while ago when I started my career. It was more overt, the bias and the sexism that happened. I was always asked to, oh, let me see what dress you have and twirl for me, right?
Did they really say twirl for me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was a joke back then. Yeah. But today, it's more subtle. It's less overt. And so the shocking thing that's happening today is, and people don't realize it, and if you're going through it, you don't realize it, but it's chipping at you, at a woman, a young woman, every single day since the day she was born, the biases that are happening. And then when she starts to get out into her career, she's in shock, just like Ashley was, as to what's happening. Well, how come people are treating me this way? I worked really hard to get here. I don't understand.
Yeah, the statistic that Ashley talked about, which is that women can start out really with an enormous amount of confidence, and then within 2 years are showing signs of a lack of confidence, blaming themselves.
Yeah, actually, there's actually several studies out there within 2 years, it drops by 60%.
And again, to talk about the long fight and the long struggle for recognition and for equal treatment, you talk to Joan Dardling, an incredible director in her own right and one who taught at UNC Chapel Hill, and one I'm happy to say we met and actually did some work with on this show, who worked with Norman Lear and was really a pioneer in her own right when it came to female directors, right? Tell us more about Joan Dardling.
Oh, Joan Dardling, she's amazing. So Ashley met her at UNC Chapel Hill, like you just said, and she was her directing instructor. And Joan hung on to Ashley and advised her and mentored her, and still does to this day. But Joan Dardling, actually, she started her career as a writer with the Dick Van Dyke Show. And then she became an actress, a very popular actress on television and in movies. And her friend Norman Lear one day said, "Listen, I got this show called Mary Hartman, and I want to tell you all about it." And as they were talking, and Joan Dardling talked about her ideas for the scenes and how to get the laughs, Norman Lear said, "Hey, how about you directing this for me?" And she had never thought of that. And that is the reason why we interviewed her with Norman Lear on set, to make sure that the world saw this story and understand what it takes for somebody to advocate for somebody else. And that's what Norman Lear did for Joan Dardling. And
because this is, we're talking about the 1970s now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Late 60s, early 70s, Mary Hartman.
It right? Totally kicked off her career. It gave her the confidence that she needed. It gave her an idea of doing something she never thought she could do. It was great.
Well, and it was a very different kind of sitcom, too. It was a revolutionary sitcom in a lot of ways. So to take a form that people had, this was it. This was television. It was the form that defined television back in the 50s. And now we're going to turn it on its ear, see if it works for an American public who is very used to a different kind of, and to have it work was a real act of genius on the part of that director. And I think Norman Lear and everybody else deserves credit, but certainly Joan Dardling. But here's what she had to say about life early in her career.
Everything was natural to me except the fact that I was a woman. I would go home and feel like I'd made a fool of myself by saying, "This is what I need," or "This is what it has to be," or whatever. And then I had a cameraman once who, when I did my first one camera show, I said, "I want to see them from the waist up, coming down the stairs, talking." I get this horror movie shot. I knew what I wanted to see, and I knew it was possible. He didn't want to use a Zoom, is what it came down to. So I go to the phone, I call the producer, I say, "It's 11 o'clock, I know exactly what I want. This cameraman is not giving me that shot." He came down, I had the shot, we made the day. That was when I became conscious. That was when I said to myself, there's no woman out there getting dressed every morning and going into work and being a director.
That's a clip from Pioneers in Skirts. It's Joan Dardling, a retired UNC professor, an actress, a director. And that was a story, of course, featured in the movie. I'm here with the co-producer of the documentary, Leanne Burst. Talk about producing this film with your daughter and having the two of you go out and talk with women together as a team.
Yeah, that was a great experience, though. A lot of people ask us, you know, what's it like working with your mom? What's it like working with your daughter? I loved it. I loved it, and I still work with her. We made this impact film, and it's when you make an impact movie, once it comes out and it just came out, we have another 2-3 years of working on it to make sure it does the impact we want it to do, and we're going around the world. But back to working with Ashley, she's so good at what she does. I always knew that she was good. I always knew that she knew what she wanted to do and could do it. now I see how good she is, and I'm so excited to see how good her career is going to turn out.
And after that clip we heard of her, is she so excited? Is she convinced that she, because clearly she was losing confidence in herself, and I think that's key to this. And I wonder about even talking with all of these women and hearing their stories, the impact that's had on her, right, as somebody who was clearly losing confidence 2 years out.
Right, right. And she's not that way today. I have to happily tell you that. It cured what our problem was. And so what we're hoping right now is that when you watch this film, that it helps other women to realize they're not alone, that there's others just like them. And we provide strategies in there for them to overcome what's happening to them. We also provide strategies for people who want to help them.
And it's a complicated problem, so the strategies are not simple. I mean, there's another clip, and it needs to be seen to be effective, but we can certainly characterize it, where women talk about, on the one hand, if they're glamorous and happen to be physically attractive, they have to convince people to take them seriously. And if they're not, then they end up in the B role, right? And they're considered, you know, just a little bit too authoritative for men, right? And so it's the problem in both directions.
Right. The one thing is, and we have a couple of clips in the film about that, because if you're attractive, you might get in the door, but people won't think about you and listen to you and take you seriously. So, yeah.
Yeah. But if you're too authoritative again, then
exactly.
Suddenly you're the B, where if you're a male, you know, that guy's really aggressive. I like his approach. He gets things done. And if you're a woman getting things done, then you're a B, and you need to go to charm school or something.
Right. And then we also blend in there the motherhood penalty that's happening. We hear the terms, but you need to see it for yourself. And we actually speak to Lily. We don't give her last name in the film. And we actually followed her from the time that she found out she was pregnant until after she had the baby, and tell you what happens with her career and her fears. And a lot of women relate to that today, because even if you're not married, you're not thinking about having a baby, your employer's looking at you that way. So that's very important to think
about.
What
are some of the strategies?
Well, some of the strategies is a Band-Aid that we call. If you are in the middle of all this, which we all are, you have to get out there and get your confidence back, and you got to get your mojo back. So the number one way is sports. If you are a woman right now who says, you know what, I can't take any of this anymore, or this is really confusing me, I'm trying to get my confidence up. I don't know why it went away. I'm not broken. We got to realize women are not broken, but things are beaten on them every single day on the daily. Go out there and play a sport, and not just any sport, play a team sport. That's going to give you that confidence, that mojo that you need, but also teach you how to get back up and fight again.
And, of course, a lot of women are not in a position where they can do that as well, so that wouldn't be an option for many women.
So what we did, we followed three teenagers who play a team sport, what we call is robotics. So if you're not athletic, get out there and do a team activity where you compete.
Pioneers and Skirts is the name of the documentary. Leanne Burst, is the producer, along with her daughter. And the film is not screening right now, but you're taking it all around to show in different places, right?
Right. If you go to our website, pioneersandskirts.com, click on Watch the Film, you can see where we stand on that.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Live music just ahead. Arsena Schroeder, stay tuned.